This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet has approved two projects of Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. The projects include doubling of Koderma-Barkakana rail line, approved at a cost of 3,063 crore rupees, while the doubling of Ballari-Chikkajajur rail line, approved at a cost of 3,342 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that Koderma-Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometers will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population. Mr. Vaishnaw said the second project, Ballari-Chikkajajur doubling rail line of 185 kilometers will connect Mangalore port to Secunderabad. He said the project line traverses through Ballari and Chitradurg districts of Karnataka and Anantapur district of Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the project will cater to transport of iron ore, coking coal, finished steel and fertilizers. Railway Ministry has said that only those users will be able to book online Tatkal tickets through IRCTC website and app from 1st of next month who have authenticated their account with Aadhaar. The step has been taken to ensure fair and transparent access to Tatkal tickets and to safeguard the interest of passengers. Indian Railways has announced key modifications in the Tatkal ticket booking system. According to the new scheme, Aadhaar-based OTP authentication will be mandatory for online Tatkal bookings from 15th of July this year. The centre has reduced the basic customs duty on crude edible oil including crude sunflower, soybean and palm oils from 20% to 10%. This has resulted in the import duty differential between crude and refined edible oils from 8.75% to 19.25%. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that this move aims to reduce the landed cost and retail prices of edible oils, providing relief to consumers and helping to curb overall inflation. An advisory has been issued to edible oil associations and industry stakeholders to ensure that the full benefit of the reduced duty is passed on to consumers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement is feasible by the end of 2025. He said India places a high priority to its relations with the European Union, the centerpiece of which is the Free Trade Agreement negotiations that are making very good progress. Speaking at the German Marshall Fund Forum in Brussels, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the year-end timeline set for the completion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement seems feasible following his in-depth talks with the EU officials this week.
We are really looking at deepening our ties. So the centerpiece is the FTA,
of course,
which has been under negotiation for some time now. I think we're making very good progress. But beyond trade, you know, when we look at, we have a trade and technology council with the EU. We discussed the objective of a defense and security partnership. We discussed mobility and talent flows, education.
Finance Ministry has said that speculation and claims that the merchant discount rate will be charged on UPI transactions are completely false, baseless and misleading. It said such baseless and sensation-creating speculations cause needless uncertainty, fear and suspicion among our citizens, and government remains fully committed to promoting digital payments via UPI. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team will take on Argentina at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, Netherlands this evening. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. India is currently fourth in the points tally, having accumulated 15 points from 11 games. In the ICC World Test Championship final, South Africa were 43-4 against Australia at stumps on day one at Lord's in London. Proteas skipper Themba Bavuma and David Beddingham will carry on the innings on day two after a power-packed bowling action on the opening day. A total of 14 wickets fell on an eventful day at Lord's. And that is the end of this news bulletin.